Good morning, church, and as Justin has already alluded to, Happy New Year to you. Hope you're doing well. Hope you had a great holiday with your family. Bless. I wasn't sure how today was going to go when I woke up this morning. Samantha and I had been dealing with what we thought was a head cold over the last few days, and we took the home test, and we were negative, but she is, over the last couple of days, gotten progressively worse and worse, and so sent her to the doctor this morning. So I was kind of on pins and needles, and I think so was Terry, because if she'd have come back positive, then he'd have been reading this lesson to you this morning. You know, I always encourage Samantha and everybody to be positive, 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 but I know she's watching at home. Baby, way to be negative today. That's really, really good. So, between tissues and water and coughing, we'll get through this together, hopefully. It's amazing to me how quickly this year has passed. It was just seemed like yesterday that I stood up here talking about how that we had spent all year focusing, and now we're going to elevate. It has been quite a year, hasn't it? Incredible. We began 2021 with what I would consider cautious optimism. Having survived the onslaught of COVID-19 and our virtual fellowship and worship, we were committed as individuals and as a congregation to elevate ourselves, our walk with the Lord, to elevate His name in all that we do. We did, like in years before, have our share of heartaches, loss, tragedy. We also celebrated new births, both with our new arrivals and by those who were born again. We took on a big challenge financially also, with a faith-based budget that did not look backwards, not for one moment, only ahead. In church, we stepped up in a big way. Our budget for 2021 was just short of $620,000. That equated to a weekly need of $11,905. Weekly. So how did we do? You prayed and you gave. And we did very, very well. We did so well that I'm thrilled to report to you today that we ended 2021 with a surplus of $24,143. And when you consider what the last 2 years has been for us, As you consider the struggles in every area of life that we've all had to deal with, when you think about how we ended this year, this past year financially, there's only three words that come to mind. God is good. I want to thank you so much for your generous heart for our Lord and for the work that you were all called to do here at Azalea City. It's because of you and your liberal giving that we were able to be the hands and feet of Jesus in this community and literally around the world in 2021. In addition to, I don't know what I'm doing here, in addition to our ongoing support of our foreign mission efforts in Ukraine and Nigeria, we continue to contribute to the work at Fulton University, the Mobile Christian School, the Gulf Coast Bible Camp, and other places. It's because of this surplus that we were able to help Vlad and Oksana Pizzi in Kramatorsk, Ukraine, to repair a serious foundation issue and put a new roof on their home. Also, this past year, we collaborated with Walk for Water to help raise over $22,000. Of which nearly 20,000 came from right here to Zay City. By the way, that was outside of our budget. Remarkable. And just a couple of weeks ago, we sent $3,000 to our brothers and sisters in Christ in Kentucky who were devastated by the recent tornadoes. We're able to do that because of you. We're able to do that because of your hearts. But there's no way to recap 2021 without acknowledging the $6,000 that was given in our children's contribution. This demonstration, this beautiful demonstration of unconditional love and joy by our little ones has literally fed hundreds of children by way of 1,032 backpacks of food. That is incredible. Church, it can certainly be said that the Isaiah City Church of Christ is clearly a city that is set up on a hill that cannot and will not be hidden. So what about 2022? It's hard. I'm not used to saying that. It doesn't roll off my tongue right yet. I just got 2021 down. Well, once again, we aren't looking back, that's for sure. The elders recently met with our deacons and our ministry leaders to discuss what we wanted 2022 to look like financially. What did we want to do? What did we want to accomplish? Well, certainly we want to continue with the many ministries that we're engaged in, as well as likely re-engaging with Walk for Water. We plan to step up our efforts with our backpacks of food at J.E. Turner, and even possibly branch out to other schools as well. Obviously, on top of all that we plan to do, there's always cost increases for everything. Right, Kent? All these considerations have been baked into the 2022 budget. That budget for this year will be $649,467. That's a weekly need of $12,489. So we're looking at an increase from 2021 of just short of $600 more per week. Now, as has happened in previous years, during this meeting we just had, each man in that meeting made a personal commitment to help us to meet that need. We ask that you continue to be in prayer about this budget and what the Lord has in store for us. We're excited. We're in a positive way, we're anxious for what the future holds this year. And it's not just for the unknown. I want to tell you a little bit about the known. We plan to soon begin some needed updates to our fellowship hall and hallways. And as a side note, I think I probably should go ahead and say this, that fireplace isn't going anywhere. But also, I'm super excited today to tell you that we're finalizing plans and details for a new pavilion, which will be located on the north side of our multi-purpose building. Getting into the field a little bit there. This pavilion will have almost 5,000 square foot under roof. And it will provide us ample space for many types of events, including some worship. This will be a fantastic addition to our facilities. And we are so thrilled and excited to bring that to you today. So as you can see, there's a lot happening. There's a lot to be excited about. And the key point in all of this is that however we are blessed by God, and oh, have we been blessed, however it is, we will in turn bless others and tell the story of Jesus to this community. That's what we're all about. To me, that's exciting. At the beginning this morning, I mentioned 2020 and our crazy year trying to survive the unpredictable nature of a worldwide pandemic. We had as our theme a couple years ago, focus, right? It was a very appropriate and needed theme for us as we all found ourselves maybe at times distracted by so many things away from the comfort of our old normal. Then last year, we wanted to step up our game, so to speak, spiritually speaking. And so we introduced the theme of elevate, so that we continue to try to elevate ourselves spiritually. Carrie did an amazing job week after week, challenging us to grow in so many ways of our Christian walk. Carrie, thank you so much for that. So what now? What do we do for a theme in 2022? Well, you've heard me say a couple times already that we aren't looking back. There's a reason I said that, because our theme for 2022 is forward. This is the right and natural progression for us as the body of Christ here at Azalea City. Yes, in 2020 at times it took all we could to do to focus. And last year we knew that no matter what was thrown at us, pandemic included, we had a job to do. We had to elevate our God in our lives and in our worship and in our giving and in everything that we did. Time hasn't stopped, church, and neither can we. There are those who still need to hear about the greatest story ever told. There's work that still has to be done. Eternity hangs in the balance, and we must move forward. There are those who will still want to shut down everything all over again because of this variant or the next, but we must press on. Yes, we have to be safe and be smart and take the necessary precautions, but we must not let the devil use the virus to pause, to stall, or to stop the Lord's church in this place. My friends, we are called of God. We have the greatest work to do that can be done. Again, we must be safe, but we also must serve God by serving others and our fellow man. We serve each other. In our scripture reading this morning, Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14, the writer there says, "Brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but one thing I do, forgetting which lies behind and straining forward," this is the ESV, "straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus." See, I want to call your attention to two words there in verse 13, straining forward. The word straining gives us the indication that the pursuit of forward moving isn't always going to be easy. It won't always be without resistance. Paul said in verse 14 that he presses on toward the goal. Yes, we are faced with some challenges presently. But as my father used to say, it's time for us to buckle down. We are the chosen. We have been commissioned. We need to think, and we need to move forward. To be honest, to me, this is an exciting challenge, not a fearful one at all. Our commitment to a forward mindset means that things are going to get accomplished. Things are going to get done. We're going to focus our elevated minds and hearts forward. Quite frankly, it doesn't really matter what happened in the past, does it? It lives there, and it always will. It could be that in 2021, as you evaluated your spiritual walk, maybe you identified some areas of improvement needed. Great. Now just move forward and do better. Move forward and read your Bible more. Move forward and get involved more. Regardless of last year's successes or failures, forward. You know, this can be the greatest year of your life spiritually. And this could be the greatest year in the history of the Azalea City Church of Christ. The slate is clean. Your 2022 is yet to be written. You have any old baggage that you're holding on to? Let it go. Any old grudges? Leave them behind. You want to do more for the Lord this year? Do it. Do it. It's there for the taking. Personally, I'm praying that this year will be everything it can be to the glory of God. I hope you will be too. And for that to happen, we must all have the same mindset. Positive mindset. Encouraging mindset. Forward-thinking mindset. We don't have time for negativity. We don't have time for complaining. We don't have time for laziness. We don't have time for selfishness. There's too much to do. We're moving forward. We're not just going to talk about what needs to be done, church. We're going to do it. Now, this lesson, probably in comparison to a lot of mine in the past, has been pretty short. But we don't need to dwell on whatever I'm going to say. We need to move forward. There's a mission field right outside these doors, and that's where we need to be. You know, it may be this morning that as you have a great desire to move forward in your spiritual walk, that there's some things that you need to get squared away with God first. Maybe it's time to come forward. Or right there where you are. Or maybe, in order for you to have a forward mindset with a heavenly perspective, you need to first come in contact with the blood of Jesus. Behind that wall, what's Terry say? There's water. There's water. So you can come repenting of your sins, confessing Jesus as the Son of God. With this forward mindset of being everything that you can be for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And you'll be immersed in the waters of baptism so that all the sins of your life will be forgiven. And you too will have a clean slate. I can't believe what may be in front of us in 2022. I'm so excited about what this year will bring and how the Lord will bless us. We are a testament. We are a testimony. We are all a witness of what happens when we work. Because the Lord rewards our work. This morning, the invitation is yours. As we move forward as individuals, as families, as your congregation, if there's anything that we can do to help you, we just pray that you come right now as together we stand and sing.